Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today is Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. This week I gave you the heads up, we're going to be studying how God gave laws to his new nation, his new chosen people, Israel, who he just led out of slavery in Egypt and was now leading towards the Promised Land. As they were on their way to their own land to become a nation in their own right, God had to get them ready for that, and part of that was giving them a code of law. And it started with probably the most famous laws in the world, the Ten Commandments. Here's the story of how those got given. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Well, that's an abbreviated, shortened version I gave you with sort of bullet points so you could get what the Ten Commandments are. There, a couple of them get elaborated a little bit in the Bible with some extra explanation of what they mean. So check out Exodus chapter 20 if you want to read the whole passage as is, but I just wanted to warn you that I did abbreviate some of those. Now, what are these laws all about? Are they supposed to be the price of salvation? Is this how Israel's supposed to earn God's love, or how we're supposed to prove that we're worthy of God's love? No, there's more to it than that, because if we pay close attention, we'll see that God gave them these laws after saving them. He gave them these laws after he brought them out of Egypt through these miraculous plagues, after the Passover, after leading them through the Red Sea, even when they were doubting and scared and wanting to turn back and go back to slavery. He did all these things for them, despite their brokenness, despite their failure. He still chose to love and care for them, save them from imminent death, and then to make them his nation, his people. And part of being his nation and his people was to live in his way, to live under his law. So just pay attention to where the laws come in. Sometimes our tendency is to put them first, to say that's what Christian faith or Jewish faith is all about, is just following a bunch of laws. We have to notice where these laws come in. They're supposed to be Israel's reaction to what God has done in saving them. They're their way of saying thanks and of showing their gratefulness for what God has done. The commandments are not meant to be how Israel becomes God's people. It's meant to be how they act as God's people. And it's meant to be the same for Christians. Sometimes people think Christian faith is just a bunch of rules you're supposed to follow. It's in the Bible, the Ten Commandments, and a whole bunch of others. But in fact, often people put the cart before the horse. They think that Christian faith is about following a bunch of rules to prove to God that he owes you something, so he'll give you a ticket to heaven or something like that. And he'll like you, love you, care for you, give you good things, make you rich, whatever. That's not Christian faith at all. Christian faith says that, in fact, anything we get is a gift from God, of God's grace and love. And our way of saying thanks for that is to live in his way. It's the visible sign of a heart that trusts, obeys, knows God. When we see somebody living in God's way, we're seeing something about their heart. The law is how Christians, having been saved by God's grace, symbolized by the waters of baptism, now show their continued obedience and trust through good times and bad times. So here's a question for you to explore today. Go through the list of the Ten Commandments. How does each one honor God's gift of new life to his people? And how would you, following each of those laws, also honor God's gift of life to you? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.